5 Live Drive, in depth.
With Anna Foster and Tony Livesey.
Now, lots of you getting in touch already tonight about our final half-hour subject, twins. Many of you are twins, many of you are bringing up twins. All of you seem to agree there's nothing better.
And we're talking about this because George Clooney and his wife, Amal, have become the latest to announce that they are expecting twins, just days, of course, after the same news from Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
Let us know your experiences. Text us 85058, tweet at BBC5Live. That's double trouble after the news and extended sport.
On digital, online, smartphone and tablet, this is BBC Five Live.
Joining us, Dr. Carol Cooper, a GP and author of a book on twins. And Carly Foster's here as well. Hello, Carly.
Hello.
Now, you're 21.
Yes.
Your sister Jess is on the phone. Hello, Jess.
Hello, I'm here.
Jess, before we go any further, I'm going to ask Carly to raise one hand.
Right.
Raise a hand, Carly. Jess, which hand has she raised?
She has raised her left hand.
Oh,
no.
It's all right. Maybe I've just debunked the myth.
I was going to say
the start.
You were going to say right. You should have had the webcam on.
Let down.
Carly, she obviously doesn't know you at all.
No, you know. Well, she should be. We shared a womb.
Yeah, you did. You did. So is there anything in that twinny thing or not? That was obviously just a...
I do think it is a bit of a myth. However, there has been instances where we've had, oh, this is spooky. So when we were about 8 years old, Jess was playing on the monkey bars. Well, we're playing in the playground together. And I go and really hurt my back and paramedics arrive. And then 2 minutes later, Jess was like, no, I want to break my arm. And there you have it. So pain, you know, Carly's hurt. Jess has to be hurt too.
Jess, how has it been growing up as a twin?
It's been like you're never alone. You always have someone by beside you, and it's been great at school because you know you've always got that one friend there. Holidays, you're never bored ever. But there is all that competition that I didn't like at all. Like everyone compares you. Everyone looks at you in the street, and you know what they're thinking, and you're like, yes, I'm a twin. Okay. Let's move on. But you think, you know, you think, it's been great. It's been great, but there is that sort of element of competition. I always feel in the light in your life.
That you want to be the star sister. So Carly, were you dressed the same growing up, all
yes,
that kind of stuff?
Yes, my mum did the typical, let's dress them in Disney princesses and, dress them up in pink. We had a headband that said Carly and Jess. It was the only way you could tell us apart.
But we had our own language, didn't we, Carly?
Yes, we did have our own language. When we were little, because we were so premature, we were nearly 3 months premature, it took us a while to develop. And so we used to just talk nonsense to each other rather than, you know, talk to our mum and dad and say little words because we could just understand what each other was saying, like Buddha or something silly like that.
I can't believe it's not Buddha.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on, Jess, sorry.
I was going to just say I was Buddha and she was Twaza.
Oh, dear, okay. Let's not get into twin language, shall we?
And what about as you've grown up? I mean, even things like dating, you know, you hear of complications or, I mean, how do people tell you? Are you identical? I mean, how difficult is it?
Yeah, we are identical twins. Jess is about a second older than me. And, yeah, when it comes to boyfriends, it can be quite funny. I actually met my boyfriend through my twin, so I've got Jess to thank for that. However, at one stage, Jess was meeting a new fella and he didn't know us very well. And I was standing like in front of him and he thought it was Jess because he could only see from behind and he gave me a cuddle. And Jess was like, oi, what do you think you're doing?
I was so mad that he got the wrong twin.
Well, I bet someone else is mad as well. We'll get to Olivia in just a second. Are you guys inseparable?
Absolutely. She's my best friend, as much as I hate to admit it. And, you know, I love her to bits. And we are actually on opposite ends of the country at the moment working. But, we miss each other very much. When I see her, I just can't stop crying because I miss her when we have to leave. But I've got like a virtual twin sister now. Like she'll text me at like 6:30 in the morning saying, morning, I'm having my breakfast. And I'm just like, go away.
It's that close a relationship,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, and last thing at night, first thing again. She probably texts me about 30 times a day.
And is that... Go on, Jess.
We do text each other loads, and with us, we've always been the same throughout our lives. Like, we did the same GCSEs, we chose the exact same A-levels, we got very similar grades, we had the same first car, we're now both driving Toyotas. We both have the same interest in what we're doing as a job, and it's hard being at different ends of the country and when we do say bye to each other, it's a different sort of bye to how you say bye to everyone else, because you do still feel connected in some way. And I will cry my eyes out when I say goodbye to Carly,
but we hate to admit it.
We've only got a minute left. Is all this learnt behaviour, or did this closeness develop as you grew up, or do you think it was always going
to
be there?
I think it was always going to be there, to be honest. I remember looking at her in my pram, and she's been with me all my life. So I do think it's always been there. And as we've grown up, we've it's just got stronger.
Well, good stuff. I mean, how does this map out for the rest of your lives, though? I mean, you chose the same exams and that kind of thing. What career paths are you going to head on?
Well, we both actually had a radio show back in Cambridge where we
lived. It was called 2 for 1.
How cheesy is
that? Oh, 2 for 1.
So who knows what the future might hold. But as long as we're, you know, still close together, I guess, that'd be great.
Great to meet you, Carly.
You too.
Jess, I feel as though I've met you. I'd recognise you anywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Thanks to you guys. Thanks to Richard. Thanks to Olivia and Sebastian, who had to be evacuated.